When you look at the present-day condition of the economy nationally, as well as in New Jersey, yeah, the picture is not exactly a pretty one or encouraging one, is it? Well, that's today. What about tomorrow? That was the focus of a poll of New Jersey certified public accountants by the organization. My first guest today heads up. Here to share the results is the CEO and executive director of the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants, Ralph Thomas. How are you today, Ralph?
I'm doing pretty good today.
And learn more about the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants, and also if you're trying to find one and get your own financial situation better organized, this is one of the organizations that has the reliable people, njcpa.org. Now, this is a poll that you've done in the past. What overall, what are you looking to discover through the survey of New Jersey CPAs?
Well, we want to get a pulse read from them about what their feelings are in terms of how the economy, both on a national basis and also from a New Jersey perspective. And so with this survey, we saw some interesting data because we had done a survey previously last year. And so the numbers are coming in worse than what they were last year. And so that's obviously a concern to us and to our members, and then how they, you know, interact or relate with their clients.
Certainly, too, you would think 2021 being closer to, albeit the tail end of the COVID pandemic, that the outlook and the thought of tomorrow would have been more grim. But as these questions and the responses show, it's, as I said in the intro, it wasn't meant to be joking either. It is getting grim. One of the questions, do you believe the economic conditions in New Jersey for the rest of the year, 2022, will be better, about the same, or worse than the first 4 months of the year? A vast majority said worse. About the same compared to 21 and 22 said about the same. And those saying better, that number dropped big time compared to last year.
That is correct. And obviously, there's a sentiment out there amongst our members that that they really believe that things are going to get worse.
The as far as individual elements of, okay, what is causing this? Did you want to try to figure something that out with this, figure out the elements of that through the survey?
Well, yeah, absolutely. First, you know, some of the top challenges are that our members cited were inflation, the ability of skilled personnel, and that's an issue across the country. But state here, New Jersey has some unfriendly business. If you want to start a business here, it's really a struggle compared to other places. A lot of issues that, you know, and regulatory requirements and things of that nature. So that's one thing that has been, you know, those were all cited as top challenges in our survey.
Yes, any business organization, when they do national ratings, New Jersey has, on a good year, been number four, no, number 50, because they count D.C., so make it 51 total. But usually we make up the last spot on that list every year, Ralph, as you well know. A question of the poll was, have you ever advised a New Jersey-based, speaking of businesses, business client, to consider relocation due to the state's high cost of doing business? 54% of the respondents said, yes, I did.
Yeah, and they have to do that because they have a fiduciary responsibility when they're advising a client or business what their thoughts are. And so, you know, it's no secret that New Jersey's tax structure here is the highest, well, one of the highest, if not the highest, in the country. And so when they're counseling their clients or business who may be thinking about, should I leave the state of New Jersey? They have to, you know, give them the right answer, which is, yeah, you should be thinking about that.
That was the same question posed as far as individuals. Did you ever say to an individual client to hightail it out of here? And that question, 69% of the CPAs in the survey said yes. Because, and I guess it's important to note, too, Ralph, that those who use certified public accountants are not the quote-unquote millionaires and billionaires. There are people who use CPAs that earn less than $100,000 and are really up against it in this state.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, And that's why I say they, our members have to be honest with them to say you ought to think about considering moving away from New Jersey, you know, particularly if you're in that income bracket because of the high tax structure here.
Darlin Ralph Thomas, who is the CEO and Executive Director of the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants, NJCPA.org, is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Saw some data recently. Residents in the state are now spending more than $2,600 a month on the 10 most common household bills. That makes a number higher by 30% than the national average. Again, testimony to the fact, Ralph, you're paying more than almost anywhere else that just to make ends meet in New Jersey. Never mind thinking of saving and investing. Good luck with that.
Yeah, one of the things that we had hoped would happen would be that, there would be a look to right-size state government here in New Jersey, and that hasn't happened. And the other thing was more attention to be paid to the small business community. So those, I think, are two key issues with our constituents here at the State Society.
Look at the state finances. We've been talking here on the show, too, and no doubt you listening have seen in the news the state's sitting on anywhere between, right now at least, a $7 to $8 billion surplus. Some estimates say that could grow to $11 billion. And what are our friends in the State House and the governor's office doing? Trying to figure out how fast they could spend the money. Ralph, if someone wins the lottery, for example, and here's a check for $1 billion, I don't think they're going to spend it all in one place. They're going to start looking at where to park some of that money. Why can't the state do the same thing?
Well, absolutely. One of the things that our coalitions that I belong to have been saying is that part of that surplus or new money or found money, whatever you want to call it, should be to replenish the unemployment fund because that was decimated back during the pandemic. So, but that the issue, that's going to be an interesting topic of discussion as we near, you know, the budget process and approval of the budget process, where the excess money goes to. And I think some of the concern, at least from our organization, is, you know, is it going to go to, you know, setting up new initiatives, which if, you know, you look at the forecasters and the economists say, we may want to think about, warehousing that money because there may be a decline, in the upcoming, years.
Now, as far as your organization, New Jersey Society of CPAs, is it an organization strictly to bring together CPAs? Do you offer information and guidance for the, I guess we'd call them the financial consumer as well?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Each year, a number of our members help on a radio show to guide people about, you know, what the new changes are in the tax laws, things that they should do, and they're, you know, trying to provide assistance and help to these individuals of so that they don't get in trouble and get that vaunted letter from the IRS.
Oh, yeah. And when you go to NJCPA.org, both as a CPA as well as a person wanting to get serious about your finances, you can find information as far as membership benefits. There are chapters, member directory, just a whole host
Absolutely.
Of information, the results of this, further results from the study that we're making reference to here, along with all the work that the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants does and the information that they hopefully will make all points of the financial equation aware of, because when you know more, you're better off making your decisions when it comes to finances as well as the work of if you are in the financial industry, as a CPA, for example. So, again, you can find all this information at NJCPA.org. We've been joined by the CEO and Executive Director of the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants, Ralph Thomas. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for reaching out to us and helping to spread the word and about, you know, the state of things here in the state of New Jersey.